So if that's more important than God,
it's not.
If that's more important than God, it's a problem, right?
Right.
But if it's not more important than God, if you use this to go chase this green fish, to have fellowship with your fellow believers, and you use it to share the gospel with your friends and your family, that's a gift from God. God gave us this fish so that we can come together and you know, gives us something to do, right? Guys, we know as guys, we gotta have something to do, right? We can't just sit around and do nothing. We'll just stare at each other. It says, you must not bow down to them, worship them, for the Lord your God, I am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other God. So that wasn't a suggestion. I think that was a commandment. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. So, I mean, we hear a lot of that, right? I mean, my wife won't. If that comes on TV, we're switching channels.
I agree.
She won't put up with it. She's better about that than I am. I mean, it bothers me. Yeah. But, I mean, I work construction. I hear this stuff a lot. So, unfortunately, I'm callous to it a little bit, probably, more so than I should be. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day. Why is that? What's the Sabbath for?
Resting.
It's for us. God don't need rest. He's God, right? God wants us. He knows we need rest. Our crops need rest, right? Every seventh year, you rest your fields, right?
Doesn't it say, though, God rested on the seventh day?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. But he's God. He didn't need it. The Sabbath is for us.
He set an example.
He set an example. That's right. He did it for us. Honor your father and your mother. Then you will have a long, full life in the land your Lord is giving you. So, I mean, wow. You know, honoring your father and mother, that's kind of like not really happening anymore, right?
That's that strong left hand.
I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, we don't need to honor them, you know. I'm smarter than my mom and dad, you know. But it's not about, yeah, you probably are. You know what? Your mom and dad raised you up. They kept you alive all them years and got you an education, you know. I mean, they gave their life for you in most cases, you know. You must not murder. Jesus said you shouldn't even think ill thoughts about each other. You know, if you think ill thought about your brother, you might as well, you know, same as murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor.
Boy,
wow, let's get on Facebook.
And the news media needs to read that.
News media, right? I mean, there's a tremendous amount of false testimony going on out there, right? We got rules. We got laws to live by, right? You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife.
Or your bass boat.
Or what?
Or the bass boat.
Or your bass boat, yeah. Yeah, serving ox or donkey or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Okay, so Ephesians 5:33 says, I say each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Okay, so what does that say? If my wife doesn't respect me, can I not love her?
No, I think you can love her.
If I don't respect my wife, should I not, you know, I mean, if she doesn't respect me, or vice versa, if I don't love her like I should, can she not respect me? Well, we say that, But if you go down here to First Peter, it says, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands, even if some refuse to obey the good news. Even if they don't. So what I'm saying here is my walk with Christ, with God, is my personal walk. It doesn't have anything to do with what she does. Doesn't have anything to do with what you do. You can give me circumstances, but the reality is I'm walking with Jesus. I'm not walking with you. This world is not my home. Okay? Yeah, we're in cooperation. We're raising family together. We're taking care of our, kids. But in reality, I got to answer to God for everything that I do. Whatever, and vice versa. She's got to answer to God. Every one of you got to answer to God yourself. The world tells us, that if somebody does something, then I don't have to abide by the law. Right? The world says, she made me do it. He made me do it. Right? And that's not reality. That's not the word. The word says, you must. You must honor your mother and your father, even if they make you mad, even if you feel like they disrespect you. You must honor them. It's not a maybe, it's not a if, it's not a, it's not a question. And that's the difference between the way God thinks and the way we think. But the world tells us if our mother and father doesn't treat us right, then we don't have to honor them. Right? Tells us if our neighbor, does something, Al and I were talking about it. I mean, there's probably some special circumstances, if somebody's stealing, coming on your place and threatening your family, but just to murder somebody because you're angry at them doesn't work, right? I mean, how many of our police officers have been killed here, how many Teslas have been burned? But these guys, they justify it. They're justified in their own mind, right? We're doing the right thing. And I'm not picking sides, but Hillary Clinton got up on stage, and I know a lot of people don't remember this, but I remember it like it happened yesterday, because it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And she said, we're right, they're wrong. Whatever it takes, that's what we're going to do. And when you start thinking like that, when you start thinking you are so right that you can't be wrong, that's when you're going to get in trouble. And I'm not saying that's just for their side. I'm saying that's for our side too. We got to focus on what God tells us, what He says is our must, and the things that we are supposed to do. When I married that woman, I promised to love her and care for her till death do us part. I'm going to do that, because that's my job.
If he dies here soon, y'all don't. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, this is what the Bible, this is what the book tells us, right? I mean, we were just talking about some executive got caught on kiss cam, cheating on his wife, with a coworker. I mean, what world does he live in that he felt like that was acceptable behavior?
Yeah. That's the key. More people are living in the world than in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And the world is directing what they're doing instead of letting God direct them.
Amen, brother.
That's the problem we see every day. Yeah.
This ain't our home. This ain't our home. Our home's up there. We're going to build our treasure up there where we're going, not down here. So, I'm just saying, when we think about the things that we're doing, let's filter them through this filter here. This is the Word of God. Okay? If it doesn't add up in here, then it's not factual. I mean, my daughter-in-law told me, I don't have to respect my husband if he doesn't
love God.
No, she said you don't have to follow if he's not leading in a Christian manner. That's what she even said.
Yeah, she said, and I'm just saying, that's not factual. The fact is, that's how you're going to lead him to God, by being the example that God told you to be, right? And the same thing for me. You know, if my wife doesn't respect me, doesn't mean I don't love her, because I got to love her enough that hopefully some point she does respect me, but at the very least, I'm doing my part.
You got to listen to her and she'll get you straightened out.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah.
We must love our fellow believers. Right? Love each one of you guys. You guys, any of you guys ever need anything, you know you can call me. If you have a prayer request, I'd love to pray for you. I know everybody here would love to pray for each other. That's what we're here for.
I think we find that easier. I think we need to work on learning to love outside of your immediate. You know, it's easy for us to say we love one another, but what about the person that's on the street that makes you mad and stuff? And that's where, to me, that's a huge testimony for us to be able to, them to look at us and go, man, they didn't react the way I thought they would have, you know? And I think that speaks volumes to people if we really show it. Not
the Bible doesn't say love your neighbor if he makes you happy. Right? No. Bible says love your neighbor. Period. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus said, you know, love your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that pretty much sums up the whole Bible. Right? He said, this pretty much sums up the law. So, she's exactly right. If my neighbor, what if my neighbor cuts me off in traffic?
Love him, but
so I'm going to love him, but I'm going to run him off the road?
Yeah.
That's not love. I'm going to roll down the window and show him my pistola. That's not love. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I 100% agree. Yeah, I mean, that's not what God told us to do. That's not what he called us to do. Okay. So the world tells us, if you mistreat me, I have the right to mistreat you. And that's not what the word tells us. We have to be in the word, and we have to know the word, and we have to abide by the word as Christian people. Okay? When Jesus left his disciples, he said, he told them to go make disciples and follow my law. Right? Follow my laws. That's what we're supposed to do. I'm not saying we're going to do it perfect, because we're not. Right? We all know that. But if we mess up, we need to go back and apologize. We need to jerk the Band-Aid off, and we need to go back and tell our brother, I messed up. You know, I made a mistake. And get right with your brother. So anyway, that's all I got. Just, you know, get in that Bible. Study on it. Get to know the Word of God. Put it on your heart. God says tattoo it to your heart, right? Put it on you. Keep it with you everywhere you go. You got one of these things right here. Got the Bible app. It's easy to do. And it won't steer you wrong. Right?
Way to go, Charlie.
Thank you. All right. So we had 18 boats on a hot...